Wow, Sonny, I remember those courses a long time ago. And for those of you who thought that they were new courses, if you're turning your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 2, I want to share today about a couple that certainly our prayers and our concerns and our hearts are with at this time, Cori and Randy. Cori's in the hospital now. It seems as if his condition is worsening, and certainly our hearts are pouring out and full of love towards them at this point. Oftentimes when it comes to sickness, it's interesting that the initial thought is, well, let's just pray and desire this person to be well. As I go through scripture, what jumps off the pages to me is there are very few occasions in which this took place. I'm not saying that Christ didn't heal many. When Christ came and was on the earth, he would touch people and they'd be healed, and they would touch him and they would be healed. But when it comes to the church, and when you see the church at large, if you go through and do your reading, there's very few places where it talks about, and the church gathered together, prayed for an individual, and they were healed. Pretty interesting, isn't it? You would think that you would see it actually permeating the scripture, but it doesn't. In fact, an interesting point in Philippians chapter 2 here is that Paul is letting the church at Philippi know that Epaphroditus was actually ill. If you read with me and pick up, he begins to talk about this individual that was a part of their body and how he became ill even to the point of death. I would have said, well, Paul, gee, why didn't you let us know so we could have prayed for him? But he doesn't. His statement is this, and if you'll drop all the way down, he begins in verse 23, therefore I hope to send him immediately as soon as I see how things go. And he talks about, in this context, Timothy. And I trust in the Lord that I myself also shall be coming shortly. But I thought it necessary, verse 25, to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and fellow worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger and minister to my need. In other words, it seems as if they had sent Epaphroditus to even help Paul, and along that line, he got sick while he was there. Because he was longing for you all the while and was distressed because he heard that you knew that he was sick. In other words, you started feeling terrible because you realized that he was feeling bad. For indeed he was sick to the point of death. If you read it with me, verse 27. See the text? But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Paul's point in the passage is that God knew how his death would affect them, and God was merciful to them. An interesting point. Paul doesn't say, I prayed, and he became well. He said, God had mercy on me. Therefore, I have sent him all the more eagerly in order that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be less concerned about you. Therefore, receive him in the Lord with all joy, and hold men like him in high regard, because he came close to death for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what is deficient in your services to me. In other words, apparently, his going there is what caused his sickness. And oftentimes, the Lord sends God's people into place in which they might suffer, ultimately, death. Paul writes to Timothy at the end of his life, and we know that Paul was probably around my age when he died, probably in his early 60s, and in that, he was probably not dying of old age. In fact, we know that he was going to die of having his head taken off. Nevertheless, Paul writes this in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, the time of my departure has come. Now, in that phrase, he's not asking the church to pray that he be delivered. The Lord had delivered him many times. But in this case, he knew that the time of his departure had come. There's an interesting point in all of this, and that is that I believe that the Lord gives each a measure of faith to pray. I think it's presumptuous to necessarily pray a blanket prayer. In other words, I think that we should pray this way. Well, has God given you the measure of faith? Has he endowed you with that confidence that this is what he wants? If he has, then you pray. You pray that way. It's hard to know how to pray in these given situations when someone is ill. Paul makes a statement, if you look with me, in Philippians chapter 1, which helps believers see sickness in a different way. Paul writes this in Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. For I know that this shall turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and provisions of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectations and hope, that I may not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ shall even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose. I am hard-pressed both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. Yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. And convinced of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ Jesus through my coming to you again. In other words, I know that God has a purpose for me living on at this juncture. Now we know once again, when he came to the end of his life, he says, the time of my departure has come, time for me to go. God gives a sense of confidence. Is it God's will that people be healed every single time? No, no one would ever die. There's a time that all of us will die. Nevertheless, God will burden our hearts in different directions. But what is clear in all of this is that sickness has a way of joining the body of Christ together in concern and in love and in fellowship for another person in the body. And certainly our concern has been with Cori. Our hearts are with them. And this is a time in which we can express our love for them. This is a time in which we can let them know that we care for them. I know in some regards that they may be somewhat private people in the sense of it's hard to know when to visit them or not. But if the Lord is burdening your heart to go see them, they're at the Baptist Hospital South out there off Old St. Augustine Road, then you go see them. I've been holding off because I didn't want to bring colds into the hospital. But my desire is hopefully, Lord willing, I'll be able to go Monday. And so you listen to the Spirit of the Lord. You ask for the direction of the Lord. Be praying for this couple. This is a very crucial time in their lives. Cori comes from an interesting background. He was Muslim by birth and has had much of that interjected into his way of thinking. But he has been coming faithfully to this church and been listening to the truth. And we know that the Lord has been working and dealing in his heart. Pray for Cori. These are very crucial times in his life. And I believe times in which he's going to be making decisions, eternal decisions in his life. So be in prayer for him. They have found a spot in our hearts. We are very much drawn to them. God has placed them sovereignly in our midst for this time, for this purpose. We don't know what's going to happen. If God places on your heart to pray that he be healed, you do that. You obey God's voice. But there are some of you that the Lord is going to just put on your heart, go see him. Share the love of Christ with him. You go do that. Listen to the Spirit of God. We are certainly want to keep them in our prayers. And right now I want to have a word of prayer for them. Father, we come before you today with hearts that are saddened by the suffering that is brought on by sickness, by the heartache and the pain of this thing called death. Lord, we hate this, but we know that you hate it more than us, for you conquered death on the cross. And you were raised again. You tell us in your word that because you were raised from the dead, you will raise us if we will but believe in you. Father, you know the desires of our hearts. And we know that you've placed Cori and Randy in our midst for a reason. We know that these are crucial times. These are times of decision making. Lord, we just ask that the clarity of your love will be manifested to Cori at this time. That he would see the truth and that he would embrace the truth. That he would love you more than anything else. Lord, we know that if he's in your arms, he's safe no matter what happens. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.